have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Unnecessary killing out there, you know.
It's a shame, you know what I mean?
Delano McLeod, I see you, baby. Ricky Claybrook,
Chicago.
Soldier.
Stand up.
It's Outreach Ministry.
Don't do it.
Straight out of prison.
Don't do it.
Baby boy, I'm in the twilight zone. Tales from the dark side. Eyes closed, trying to see from the far side. Live by the sword, then you die by the sword. Too many young men, they don't lie anymore. Parents giving up, not trying anymore. So many tears that they can't cry anymore. Plenty more hot heads wanna show off. Bullets hot with no sauce. Blood loss, make a lose off. Now I'm aggravated, community separated. Devastated education ain't even elevating the youth. Who's hating the truth? You ain't in the mood, cause you breaking the rules on the east side. West, north, south side, throw a peace sign. Heaven on earth where nobody on the street died. So I pray for the knuckleheads, and I don't trust the dead. This is what I feel.
Vietnam in the inner city, it's a pity. Dying in the streets, everybody packing the heat. So peace up, peace up, peace up, peace up, peace up, peace up. Me mug in the club, on drugs, no thugs, no more. Ain't showing no love.
Truth in a soft lie. I seen the whole head turn in the soft guy. It can't see straight like they all cross-eyed. The one live by the gun, mostly all die. Committing genocide, now time to all ride. Fake thugs, so you use them as a fall guy. Cause he a wannabe, one day he gonna see his own funeral tears from his mama cheek. No Grammy speech, but watch his Grammy preach. All the goals in life that he plan to reach. When you begin to grind, remember prison time. It's a thin line, what lies within your mind. And what you see ain't always what it is. And it's a mess like a hallway full of kids. When drama come, you always in the mix. It is what it is, but y'all ain't seen.
Vietnam in the inner city, it's a pity. Dying in the streets, everybody packing in heat. So peace up, peace up.
Children trippin', drive-by and ridin', playin' cops and robbers. All y'all conniving, all y'all is lying. Young guys is trying to make us instinct, separate like instinct. Drinking too much ginseng, fencing. Each one, leave none. The reason we grieve and strive for peace. We must succeed, believe we can achieve. Be free from disease. The enemies in the streets, deep beating the beast. Increasing the peace to 60 degrees. I'm dreaming of kings, achieving the dreams. Down. Enough is enough now. It's hard to love growing up in a rough town. Touchdown is scored. Give it out to the Lord. Jump on board. Peace board. No more war.
Vietnam in the inner city. It's a pity. Dying in the streets. Everybody packing the heat. So peace up.
Well, well, well. It's another Sunday. We're not with your boy Dre, and I'm telling you, it has been quite a week. But here we are again. Oh, like I always like to say, well, you know what? I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it all the time. But this time I really do mean it. Not like I did mean it the last time or the time before that last time. But
I'm sorry, we had a little technical difficulties, but welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre, and I'm so glad that you all took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I tell you, it has been a long week, but here we are again. And you know what? I miss you guys. I really did. And I'm not saying that just to be saying it. I'm saying it because I always say it. And I always say it because I always mean it. And, of course, I must reach to you the disclaimer. And it simply states, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you. Why? Because I love you and I care about you. Y'all need help, not me. I'm perfectly fine. But y'all messed up. And so I just want to help and give because that's what I do. I'm a giver. Yes, indeed. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to give a shout-out to Miss Kimberly Robinson. Wow. Miss Kimmy Robinson and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I used to help so many people and touch so many lives. Elation Magazine, catch the wave, getting bigger and better. Wow. Here we go. This first segment is the church play too much. You know why? I came up with this segment because, you know, during the pandemic, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the attendance in-service church has declined greatly. And you know what? As the pandemic seems to be kind of winding or we're getting a grip on it and kind of getting things somewhat back to normal or pointing in that direction. As you notice, the membership of in-person services, the church, they're just not full no more. I mean, people aren't returning to the church like people would, like pastors and church leads a start. That's because the church plays too much. The church plays too much, y'all. Now, if you go to a church that plays too much, then you know what? Quit playing around in that church. Find you a better church because you're not being spiritually fed. Here we go. These are some examples of how the church plays too much. Number one, the church plays too much. The pastor wearing eyeliner. You know what? If your pastor, unless it's a female pastor, your pastor ain't got no business wearing eyeliner. Not in the pulpit. Leave that stuff at home. The church plays too much. Lord Jesus. The church doing check advance. Yeah. So you can pay your tithes and not wait on your check. So basically what they do is they front you the money to pay your tithes, and then they charging you outrageous interest on your check and your tithes that you just paid. Come on, y'all. That's too much money. It's just greedy. The church plays too much. Look here. The metal detectors are to make sure don't nobody bring any change in the church. All they want is folding money. The church plays too much. Handicapped parking space across the street. Come on. If they're handicapped, they're supposed to be close to the door. Y'all got them parked across the street. Come on now. The church plays too much. Number five. The church mass choir has a total of 8 members. Let me tell you something. That's not a mass. That's a mess, okay? The church played too much. If the church got a bump and grind ministry, I'm curious about that, though. A bump and grind ministry. Who's over it? R. Kelly? No, he's in jail. Anyway, the church played too much. They got a weed smoking area, so you can't even smoke cigarettes there. It's strictly for smoking weed, okay? And then the crack is done in your car. Anyway, the church played too much. A work release program teaching convicts how to repair VCRs. Let me tell you something. Ain't nobody got no VCR no more. What? Why? Oh, Yeah, you know what? You ain't teaching them how to do nothing. They can't make no money repairing VCRs because don't nobody use VCRs. They don't even sell them no more. They don't even make them no more. It's a useless trade. The church play too much. Selling dinner plates for $10. Wow. Now, when you raise the aluminum foil and look at the plate, it's a paper plate, actually, has four fish sticks and a piece of toast on it. For $10, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. Wait. This right here, the church plate too much. They're selling dinner plates for $10, and it's one paper plate. So you just selling one paper plate as a dinner plate. Okay, the church plate too much. Look here, selling T-shirts that read Trump. That's my nick. You know what? I didn't say it, y'all. I didn't say it. But the church played too much. Look here. This next segment is called Mama Said. See, Mama Said. Y'all, Lord Jesus, I tell you what. I love my mama. I lost my mama going on 2 years ago. And I tell you what, I miss my mama. But one thing I never forget is the memory. And the wise things she told me and how she showed me and molded me. I tell you what, Mama said some stuff, didn't she? Here's some just examples of certain topics and how Mama addressed them and what she said about them. Bullies. Yeah, Mama said this about bullies. Don't let nobody hit you and don't give nobody the last lick. Mama said. Bill collectors. Mama said she not home. Yeah, Mama said when bill collectors, she not home. Mama said, number three, my wife. My mama said she liked my ex a little bit more. That's what Mama said. Mama said, my teacher. Mm-hmm. That's what she said to my teacher. She said, look, I get my dumb from my daddy's side of the family. That's what Mama said. And number five, Mama said, the police. This is what she said to the police. Look, just remember, if y'all take him to jail, y'all better bring him home when he get out because I ain't got no money for gas. See, that's what Mama said. Yes, indeed. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not here to play with y'all. I'm really here to help y'all. That's what I do. This next segment has been one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. It's called the I'm a Thug segment because I'm a thug. Show this. I was. Maybe I'm still thugging, but if I am, I'm thugging a lot less now. But I tell you what, you could be a thug. Mm-hmm. Could be a family member. A thug could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when they just straight living the thug life, when they straight thugging out. Let me tell you, Tupac lied. Yes, he did. Heaven ain't got no ghetto, but hell do. You know what they call it? You guessed it. Hell. If you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you and you're a straight thugging. Number one, I'm a thug. I got a fake gold tooth with a real cavity in it. See, that's a thug right there. You got a fake tooth, but the cavity is real. So it's rotting out for real. It's fake with real rot. Yeah, that's a thug right there. Number two, I'm a thug. I went to church and walked up to Jesus on the cross and tickled his feet. You know what? That's a man. Number three, I'm a thug. I go around fighting police dogs when the police come. Wait a minute, so you going to fight the police? You know what? Yeah, you're the thug right there. You ain't got nothing better to do with your time than to fight on police dogs. I'm a thug. I called 911 for somebody. Oh my God. I called 911 for somebody to come up to the dealership and co-sign for me a car. You know what? That's a thug right there. But realistically, you do need help. If you can't get it on your own, I'm going to have to research that one. I'm a thug. I pulled people's face mask off, cough in it, and put it right back on their face. So that's a thug right there. You mean to tell me you'll pull somebody's face covering off, cough in it, and then slap it right back over their mouth and nose? Yeah, that's a straight-up thug right there. Number six, I'm a thug. I wash my do-rag in my grandmama's dishwasher. So that's a thug right there. You got your do-rag in there with the rest of the dishes. Okay, when you put it on and go to sleep and wake up, it has smell like spoiled spaghetti. Anyway, that's a thug, though, for real. Number seven, I'm a thug. When I was young, I stole free cheese. How you going to steal free cheese? What, are you taking somebody else's free cheese? Wow, I'm sure that they gave you some more. It's free. I'm a thug. I turned sideways in my driver's license picture. You know what? Yes, a thug. You used to that profile picture, ain't you? Anyway, number nine, I'm a thug. I got a tattoo of my ex on the bottom of my feet so I can continue to walk all over her. That's a thug. Number 10, I'm a thug. When I heard Rush Limbaugh was sick, I sent him a card that said, wow, any day now. Wow, that's a thug right there. That's a thug right there. That wasn't no sense in doing that. I might have to repent for that. Well, Lord, forgive me for thugging like that. Look here. Again, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all. I'm doing it because I love you and I care about you, and I always want to see you do better and be better, okay? Now, this next segment, I tell you what, is a segment that I am, it's near and dear to my heart. It really is. It really is. It's things you would be surprised to see. I introduced this segment about 3 months ago, and it is one of my favorites, quickly becoming one of my all-time favorites. Things you would be surprised to see. And I had a request from someone in the church that asked me to do the things you would be surprised to see. So here it is. This one is for Elder Natalia Watson James. Things you would be surprised to see, because she's sure enjoyed them. Here is number one, Bill Cosby telling a woman to fix their own drink. I'd be surprised to see that myself, you know, because he likes to make the drinks himself. That way he controls, you know, the buzz. Number two, things you would be surprised to see. R. Kelly dating someone old enough to be his wife. Yeah, that's something I would be surprised to see. Number three, things you would be surprised to see. O.J. Simpson going door-to-door selling steak knives. No, I wouldn't be surprised to see that one, but I would be surprised to see somebody actually open the door and buying one, because I'm not going to let O.J. Simpson in my house with no knives. I don't care if they is in a briefcase or a box. Things you would be surprised to see, number four, Cat Williams at a barbershop and not a hair salon. Yeah, that's right, because there ain't many barbers that put your perm in right. Anyway, things you would be surprised to see, number five, Donald Trump's hair blowing the wind. Yeah, okay. Things you would be surprised to see, Donald Trump's wife look happy to be with him. Yeah. Things you would be surprised to see, P. Diddy trying not to date any of his older son's friends. Things you would be surprised to see, Snoop Dogg lift a double cheeseburger by itself. Things you would be surprised to see, Elton John look at young guys without smacking his lips. Things you would be surprised to see, the D.C. sniper running for president. Okay, all right. Those are things you... All right, then. This next segment is things white people do and black people do. We all do the same things, but we just do them a little differently, okay? We do the same thing, but we just do them a little differently. We may say the same thing, but we just word it a little differently, okay? Things white people and black people do the same, but different, okay? Time out. When the kids is being bad, they put them in time out. Yeah, so white people, kids being bad, they say, all right, time out. Black people, kids being bad, they say, all right, knocked out. Things white people do and black people do, it's the same but different. White people, they go fishing, catch the fish, and they throw it back in the water. Black people, we go fishing, catch the fish, and we throw it in a skillet of some hot grease. Things that black people do and white people do, the same but different. White people, let's see here, they got an old family member that's sick, they in the rest home. Black people got an old person or old relative that's sick. They're in the hospital bed in the living room. Okay, things that white people do, black people do the same but different. White people, their family dog gets sick, they drive them to the vet. Black people, family dog gets sick, drive them to the middle of nowhere and burn rubber. Number five, things that white people do and black people do, same but just different. White people, they ask their kids to stop talking while they talking. Yes, they do. Quit talking. Quit talking. Now, are you talking while I'm talking? Don't talk while I'm talking. Black people, they ask their kids, say something else. Say, open your mouth. Say something else. Things that white people do and black people do the same but different. White people, they show up to work early to go to work. Black people show up to work early to get on the internet because, you know, we ain't got the internet in our house like that. And if we do, we didn't use all our megs, our megabytes or whatever it is, okay? We running on ghost data. White people and black people do the same thing, but just a little bit different. Let's go with white people. They accidentally run into somebody in the parking lot and leave a dent or a scratch on their car. White people gonna leave a note. Black people, we run into somebody or put a dent or a scratch on their car. We just gonna leave some tire tracks. White people and black people, they same but just different. White people, they catch their husband cheating, they gonna attack the other woman. Okay, black people, they catch their husband cheating, they beat up everybody. They fighting everybody. Sure is. Number nine, white people and black people are the same but different. White people, they find stolen money and they turn it into the police. Black people find some stolen money and turn it into a good time. Yes, Lord. Party over here. Number 10, white people, black people, the same but different. White people, they loan money, they pay their car payment, still on time. Black people, they loan money, they pay their car payment just in time. Okay. If it's late for 30 days, they consider it late, trust me, you're going to get it on the 30th day, okay? The 30th day is when you're going to get it. Again, I don't want to hurt nobody. I just want to help people, okay? The next segment is called Things You Can Take. And look here, Things You Can Have. See, things you can't take and things you can have. See, what you can't do is you can't take my family dog. Nope. You can't take, but that's the man's best friend. You can't take my family dog. Yeah, but things you can have this house full of roaches. Let me tell you some things you can take, but things you can't have. What you can take, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can't take my money. You can't take it, but you can have my bad credit. Let me see. You, things you can take is, look here, you can take, you can't take my hard-working husband. That's what a woman tell you. You can't take him. No, you can't take this hard-working man. But what you can have is my lazy, no-good ex-husband. See, what you can take, you can take my, you see, let me tell you something. You can have this butt-whipping, but you can't take my wife and kids. What you can't take is my good job. But what you can have is the work that go with it. I just want the paycheck anyway. You can take, you can't take my parking spot, but you can have my parking tickets. So you can't take my joy, but you can have my attitude. So you can't take my hand, but you can get this middle finger. Wait a minute. You can't take my shoes, but you can have my foot in your, as I was saying, things you can't take, but you can have. See, I just want to be a blessing and curse. So there's some things that you can't take, and there's other things that I'll just let you have. Again, I want to be a blessing and a curse. Because that's what I do, is I help people. Next, we get to the church announcements. And I'm telling you, with this whole COVID thing and attendance is down in the sanctuary, in-person services, people ain't coming to church and coming back like they should be. And the tithes and the offering ain't what they should be. Because I'm just being honest. The church is in need. We really in need. I've been rolling on the same donut tile on my 1998 Cadillac Eldorado for almost 6 months. And I'm almost down to the hole in the donut tile, okay? So we definitely need you to come back to church and bring your money. Please join us as we get our praise and our I want to make sure when I do the church announcements for the body that everybody's on one accord. There's no saint left behind, that everybody's on the same page. I don't want no confusion. I'd like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-service sanctuary praise or don't have access to the Internet as we stream live. For the sick to get and to shut it up in. Also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have actually been sitting in the church, may have been watching as we stream live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were busy worrying about stuff they had no business worrying about. Let me tell you something. Okay, for your information, that was my hair. Okay, I paid for the toupee. I bought the hair piece, so that was my hair. I don't care what nobody say. Can't nobody tell you different because they can't make you believe different because it's a lie. The devil is a lie. That was my hair. I got the receipt to prove it. Anyway, and for those who was wondering why I slapped Deacon Johnson, okay, you ain't finna come up here and rub my head when you know my hair is loose like that. Don't do it. You ain't finna embarrass me. Anyway, announcement number one. Mother Pearline is in desperate need of some help. She got a shutoff notice for her heat and her electric and her gas. So I told her that we gonna get back with her her heat and her electric, but we're going to take care of the gas. So me and the first lady, we went ahead and went up and bought her about 6-7 cans of chili and told her to eat that. And if that don't give her enough gas to pull her through for the next 5 or 6 days, nothing will. Won't he do it? Announcement number two. Look here, Deacon Lonnie will not be attending church services for a while. It seems that he's got a problem with his bladder, and he ain't been wearing his pamper. And I'm tired of coming in here and having to smell him sitting up there peeing all on the pew, okay? Got these pews all stank. Matter of fact, every time he get up, smell like ammonia where he been sitting. So until he can get in his mind that his bladder is too weak for him not to have his pamper on, Deacon Lonnie can't come up in this church. Announcement number three. The first lady, as you all know, has not been in the last couple of services. She has been absent. Now, we're not having no problems or nothing. You know, everything's fine in our house. It's just that, unfortunately, she's had to take on a second job to kind of help pull us through with the bills because, honestly, I'm not working. Man, that stuff is hard. I'm not going to get out there and sweat like a dog. No siree, Bob. She's a helpmate, right? So she's helping mate by working two jobs. So y'all pray for the Lord to continue to give her strength and endurance because, like I say, I'm going to need her to maybe pick up a third part-time job because I'm expensive. Finally, we get to the part of the announcements that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the building fund total. As you know, the building fund has a little bit of something for everybody. It offers intrigue, mystery, adventure, horror, humor, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, wow, is this what y'all wrote down here for the building fund? As of the day, the building fund has raised enough to get a doorknob. Let me say this about this building fund. We've been on this building fund for about 3 years, and we ain't raised nowhere near what we need to even start to break ground for a building. So what I'm going to start doing with as far as the building fund go is I'm not going to start asking nobody for no building fund no more. I'm getting to the point where I'm going to stop even raising money or trying to raise for a building fund. I'm just going to start breaking into folks' house while they're at work. I mean, I don't work. My wife got two jobs getting ready to pick up a third part-time job. So I ain't got nothing to do with sitting in the house and get on Google and figure out ways to break into folks' house and steal their stuff, pawn it, and get money for this building fund. Watch me do it. Watch me work. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. So I ask that all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed. Unless, of course, you're blind, then it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously. Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Kazoo tight. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Which way? That way. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Wherever you don't feel good at, fool. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone. For loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. That continues to hold us close to your bosom. Continues to protect us and shield us from all hurt, harm, and danger. We will be ever mindful to give you the honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name, we do thank you and we do pray. Amen. Now you all have a great rest of your night. Have a great week. Be blessed and not stressed. You know what? I miss you guys already. I shed a little tear. I love you guys, and there's nothing you can do to stop my love. And if you try to stop it, you know what? I hurt you. I will karate chop you in your throat. Matter of fact, I poke your eyeballs out. and chew them and squeeze the juice into your eyes. That's just how much I love you. I love hard. It's pleasure and it's pain. You guys take care. And if you don't remember anything I told you, just remember this. I forgot what I was going to say. You guys be blessed. Have a good night.
Not what they call you, is what you answer to. Let's go.
I was a fiend, huh? Before I became a king, not gonna make music for people, and above all other things, I was originating y'all, and called to his purpose. The devil's plan is to destroy me, and keep me from searching to God, be the glory, molding me, I'm built this way now, I preach the curse of devil's minions, I better know how, he said and she said, the worst days, pierce to my bones, break me and remake me, even by fixing stones, can we get along, I'm going home as I walk these streets, you can take my second life, there's nothing can call me except for
King.